The following program
is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to begin a new series. It's going to take us to Psalm 20 and Psalm 21. And I hope this series is a blessing and encouragement to you. It's a very interesting couple of Psalms, so I hope you'll stay with us as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. Once again, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but especially if you click on the link that says Contact Us, we would love to hear from you. If you'll send us an address and where you're hearing the program today, we will send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook that fits into your purse or into a pocket, easily into a Bible case or something like that. Great place to keep track as you pray and as God answers prayer. We'll send them to you absolutely free. And I promise you, we're not going to add you to some email list or some kind of a text list or anything like that. You just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us, and that's it. Now, three ways you can get them. One way is, of course, through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Secondly, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhisword radio@gmail.com. Then, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let's get to Psalm 20 and eventually to Psalm 21. These two psalms are kind of like bookends. They go together, kind of holding together something in the middle. And what it is this. Psalm 20 is really a prayer. Actually, both of them are prayers, but Psalm 20 is a prayer that you might pray before going into a battle. Now, as my research, I found that this was actually a battle song. Now, remember, the Psalms are songs. They had music to them, and they would sing them. The melodies are lost, and even if we had them, it would make a lot of sense to us because we'd have to sing the words in Hebrew. So remember, this is a song. It's a prayer song. But this was a song or prayer that you would sing or pray before you would go into battle. It was kind of a battle song. It was known as an anthem of prayer. In fact, it was known in David's time as kind of as Israel's national anthem. And I can imagine on an evening before a battle, campfires all across the area, little groups of men sitting, preparing their bows and preparing their armor and maybe sharpening spears or whatever they were doing, preparing to go into battle. And across the valley, you could hear the words of this song echoing off the sides of the mountain. I wonder if it was intimidating to the enemy. I don't know. But this is a song that they would sing. And I believe that in their heart, They were trusting God and believing God as they were praying themselves, their hearts and their minds to prepare to go into battle. You know, David was almost always at war. From the time that Saul was chasing him to later when different nations would come and attack him from different areas, and it seems like he was always going to battle, even later with his son Absalom. It's understood that this maybe happened around the time of 2 Samuel 8 when they were fighting with Syria. For us, it's a great psalm to read before you know that you're going into some kind of a trial, maybe before surgery, or before you know that there is a hard time coming, maybe to sit down with somebody who is on their deathbed, maybe under hospice care, and read to them this psalm. Again, it's a psalm of prayer, and we're mostly going to look at it as a psalm of prayer, as a prayer, and what we can see and find as we read this psalm. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the whole psalm. This is Psalm 20. Now, we'll tell you this, that later, it's probably going to take us a couple weeks at least, we're also going to take a look at Psalm 21, which would be a victory song that they would sing after the battle. So kind of keep these in mind as we go through them. So Psalm 20, the psalmist said, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifices." And here I'm going to stop for just a moment. We see a little word that says Selah. Now, it was a word that is really a musical notation. When you see that, you don't necessarily have to read it. You just stop here and pause for a moment and think about what you just read. One theologian I heard say one time, one Bible teacher said one time, when you see that little word Selah, you think this, you think, now, what do you think about that? And so we see it here, those first three verses. What do you think about that? So we pick up at verse 4. "Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we'll set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They're brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call." Amen. Again, what a great psalm to read when you eat there for your own self, when you know you're headed for a hard time, or maybe with someone else in counseling or working with someone who is going through a difficult time. What a great psalm to read with them. So many things we find here, and we're going to kind of take our time. This may take us 2, may take us 3 weeks to get through all of this psalm, and even into Psalm 21, because we're going to follow it up with that. But the first thing you see here is a word of encouragement. An encouragement that God is going to hear. "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." Now, I want you to notice that phrase, first of all, that this is a prayer for a day of trouble. You know, all of us, everyone, has been through difficult times. I'll tell you what, this past week has been a difficult week for us. And everybody from time to time. And sometimes you know when those difficult times are coming, and when that trouble comes. And it's a cry out to God that, "Lord, you will hear us. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." You know, one of the number one problems we are facing in our country today is one of loneliness. So many people just need someone to talk to. Now, certainly this happens in families when a husband can talk to his wife, or when children can come and talk to their parents, or even to their grandparents. I know many times our grandchildren, especially our granddaughters, will come and seek out their grandmother, my wife, and sit down and they'll talk for a long time. And I don't know that they're solving any problems. They just need someone to talk to. Close friends, someone that you can talk with, that you can say anything to and not feel judged, and maybe they would offer a word of encouragement. We all need someone. And so here we see God is a good listener. He says, Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. And God will hear you, and God will listen to you. And here's where so many times there is a misunderstanding of what prayer actually is. Many think, and to some extent rightly so, that prayer is asking God for things. And he does tell us to come and bring our petitions to him, our supplications and our prayers, and bring those to him. Let your requests be made known unto God, the scripture says. And he will hear us. But you know, there are times that all you need to do is just talk to God. I'll tell you what, I did this a lot 5 or 6 years ago. Actually, it was 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, since my son passed away. And all the conversations I had with the Lord trying to understand why. And I don't know if I'll ever understand why, but I spoke to the Lord a lot about that. And maybe there are things you just need to talk to God about and not even ask him for anything. Have you ever stopped to pray and you just told God what you're going through? Now, I know he knows and he cares and he loves you so much. But he also wants you to talk to him. Jeremiah 29:12 says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. And God says, and I will listen to you. King James says, I'll hearken to you. God will listen. Whatever you bring to him, you can tell him anything. You can tell him anytime, anywhere. And we have this promise that he hears us. Look down in verse 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. He will hear. And listen, God hears you when you pray. He told us again, Jeremiah 33:3. I quote this all the time, where God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And you can come to him, and he hears. And so we begin this prayer with an encouragement and an acknowledgement and a confirmation that the Lord will hear thee in the day of trouble. Now, we also see here how God offers his strength and his help. And again, it's an encouragement that God will give us the help that we need. Verse 2, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I think it's in Psalm 120 or 121 where the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Around here we don't have hills, but we have cypress domes. Either way, we lift up our eyes and cry out to him, and he is there to help. Now, David would look toward the tabernacle. He said, toward the sanctuary, and there call upon God and find the help that he need. God will help you. Call unto him. We'll continue next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.